You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is an organization I do not believe we have had the pleasure of showcasing on this show. Very much looking forward to diving in and learning what they're all about. So let's welcome our guest. Her name is Gail Bickham. She is the CEO for the Atlanta Community Alliance. Gail, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
The pleasure is ours, Gail, I assure you. I appreciate you making time to join us. And you're awfully busy this time of year, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into our conversation about the Alliance and everything that you're doing, give us a quick overview of what you guys are all about. What's your mission and purpose?
So our mission and purpose is to create a better new home buying experience for people here in the metro area. The Atlanta Community Alliance is a new location benefits company. So much like your medical benefits, dental benefits, employers are now able to offer their employees new location benefits. Different from Relo. And that Relo primarily focuses on people coming from another market or, you know, either C-suite employee, director level, et cetera. These benefits are available to all employees who have an interest in getting new construction as a residence. And by design, it's intended to create a better value with their time and their money. We provide an added value, discounted value, rebate values, and perks.
So what problem are you solving? Why did you need to develop this service? I mean, what hasn't been happening that required you to do this?
Well, after being in the real estate business for the last 29 years, and the majority of that time being spent in new construction, what I found is buyers purchasing new construction oftentimes don't fully understand what they're getting into. And historically, here in the Atlanta market, once we had the crash, we had dropped to about 26,000 agents. Yeah. And now we're back up in the 56,000 agent range again. So what that means is, yes, some people have come back, but we've got a lot of new people in the industry. And so when hiccups and problems happen through the course of the new home buying experience, you oftentimes end up with the tail wagging the dog. And so then what happens when that buyer's coming back for the second time to buy another home? They recall their last experience and say things like, oh, I don't need an agent. Last time I bought my house, this happened. And all those things happen because they weren't prepared. And anytime you're dealing with people, big buying decisions and sales, the key is to set the right expectations day one. And it's never if something happens, it's always when something happens. So that was one reason I felt the need to do this, to create a better buying experience by properly educating buyers on what to expect, as well as helping our local real estate professionals understand how new home sales works.
Right.
It's so much different from general or foreclosure or, you know, resale general. Our world is completely different. And I think the more well-informed we are, the better. The third reason this was important is because we Atlantans, Metro Atlantans, we work hard for a living, you know? And to make a decision to own a piece of the metro area is a big deal. And I think that should be celebrated. And what better way for local retailers, service providers to celebrate with you by making the experience more valuable? So that's the why.
Got it.
Isn't it great? It's all about expectations and communications. And doesn't she have the best personality?
She does.
Thank you so much, Carol.
I'm convinced that 90% of the world's problems, from geopolitics to buying a home, is poor communication, right?
So, I agree.
And that's
100%.
That's
absolutely
a big problem.
Yeah.
So what industries and what companies do you serve?
So right now we are focused on four industries. We're focused on medical, tech, logistics, and education. We saw a need to approach those industries first. One, because they're the most steady industries in our marketplace. And, you know, depending on who you talk to, we're either waiting for a crash or getting ready for one, right? We choose to think positive about it and just keep plowing along. So those are areas of business that we know are stable and steady and could really benefit from what we're doing now. So once a quarter, we assess where we are and how we're progressing, and we will add other industries.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
So who hires you? So if I run Acme Company, mm-hmm. and I'm moving people into the community, do I bring you on to support this talent that's coming into the community, mm-hmm. or does a builder bring you on, mm-hmm. and help their new homeowners, or is it all of the above? Is there other? I mean, so who actually like hires you?
So it's really interesting. As you know, we're mm-hmm. called the Atlanta Community Alliance, right? So we have two groups that we hire support, right? Mm-hmm. So we support the builders by driving more traffic to their communities. Mm-hmm. Of course, if a deal is consummated, then you know all that goes along with that takes place. And then for general agents that have an interest in new home sales, we give them the tools to tell the story of our builders and our retail partners. So that's one component of our business. When we approach employers, much like medical and dental benefits, we present the new location benefits. So employees have a chance to hear mm-hmm. what's being offered to them. When they sign up, we gather all of their data. We work closely with our lender partners, builder partners, to assess mm-hmm. the best scenario for them when they are ready to make that buying decision. And when they get to that stage, they get an understanding of all of the benefits from our retailers, from our program, and then we source them to the appropriate real estate organization.
All right, got it. So, Carol and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Gail Bickham of the Atlanta Community Alliance.
Talk to us a little bit about the value adding perks, incentives, and rebates.
Absolutely. So when a buyer signs up for their new location benefits, we know they're going to buy home furnishings.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So we partner with local retailers who decide they want to provide an added or discounted value to the audience we're mm-hmm. able to present to them through our benefits.
That's wonderful.
So if it's added value, it's, hey, spend this much, get this much. Uh-huh. If it's discounted value, it's, hey, get 20, 30% uh-huh. off, so on and so forth. Perks, you know, if our retail partners are having special promotions, we let them know. When it comes to when they are actually logistically moving from where they are to where they're going, the real estate ancillary service providers that involved with that part of your living experience, that's where the perks mm-hmm. come in. Rebates. That's where we, as an entity, are able to offset their buying expense with this rebate between what we do and what our general agent partners are able to do.
You know, sometimes you don't know what you don't know, right? I mean, so it sounds like you have come up with a package of benefits, air quotes, that people just had never really thought of incorporating into this experience. I mean, it is about an experience, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all of life is about an experience.
Absolutely.
And so, talk about how you further develop that. I mean, where else is possible? And that's got to be a wonderful, not to abuse the word, another benefit to an organization or even a builder.
Right.
To have someone else thinking about those things where they can focus on what they do well, which is build a good house.
Absolutely. Well, when you think about where the world is now mm-hmm. In terms of places we go to get information, we go to the internet. You know, you can search one word and you're going to find millions of titles, information uh-huh. that you can search through. But who wants to go through all that? We don't. We usually stop the first two or five
right. yep.
top of the page, right?
Yep.
So even if someone had a great product, great offering, we wouldn't get to it. So from our perspective, there's value in identifying services, retailers, partners that we know want mm-hmm. to do a great job for the people that walk through their doors, right? Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a new home, and I'm just using this as an example,
yeah.
you really don't have to look at 1,000 homes.
Right.
You know, you could look at 50 great homes online and be able to make a great buying decision.
Mm-hmm.
One that's properly staged, one that meets your location criteria, so on and so forth, and be able to make a decision. And so our business model takes the approach of, we don't need to have a whole lot. We just need the right ones with the right product who can build mm-hmm. it on time, deliver it on time, and present that to a very large audience.
Right.
So that's what's driving the why
behind
yeah. what we're doing.
How does a company sign up to work with you?
Oh, so the way a company signs up to work with us, they can go online and contact us at theatlantacommunityalliance.com. Our primary industries that we're focused on, it is what it is. But if we had a company that was outside those industries and we're interested, we're more than willing to sit down and talk with them and bring them in. That would be a company that would fall on our preferred list. Once they go online, sign up, or they can make a phone call, we'll come in, sit down, do a presentation. If they believe it makes sense for their workforce, then we'll come in and do a benefits presentation.
Nice.
And off we go. So it's very simple.
Yeah.
Very simple process. And one other thing, this is at absolutely no cost to the employer.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
It doesn't cost the employer one dime.
All right. So that begs the question, what's your business model? How do you make money?
Well, we have sponsors and partners, our retail partners, our lender partners. That's who helps us spread our message.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Well, then I have to ask you, so these sponsors and partners of you, how do those people reach out to you to join your network?
Well, they too can go to the AtlanticCommunityAlliance.com, send us a quick note, include their phone number, and we'll come out, present, and sign them up. So if a retail partner, for example, wants to get involved, we would understand their business, create a series of incentives for them to offer to our sphere of influence, as well as through our local real estate professional partners. And we would leverage their company through our publication, through our online on-demand television show, which will roll out next year, as well as through our local events, which will happen twice a year in 2019. And that is the Atlanta New Home Affair. That's where we bring all our builders together, our retail partners together, buyers together, provide them with a new way to experience buying new homes in real life, but virtually. And just have a fantastic selling day.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet any day with you is a fantastic selling day. All right. Well, Gail, unfortunately, we are running low on time. So let me do this. Before I let you go, should anyone need to connect with you to learn more about this or figure out how to, again, to become a sponsor or partner or to sign up with you as a corporate client, where do they go?
They can go to theatlantacommunityalliance.com. Or they're welcome to call us at 404-955-4457.
All right. Gail Bickham, the CEO for the Atlanta Community Alliance. Gail, it was a real pleasure. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.